We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And they're coming home and they're saying, "Mom, I want a vape.
This is the Donald Trump remix, apparently, of his comments in the Oval Office yesterday.
And that was fast, I gotta say.
Yeah, I give you credit. Did you do this?
Hell no.
You didn't come up with this one?
Okay. No.
That's very clever. Do you think kids are coming home saying, "Mom, I want a vape"? Or are they sneaking a vape behind the gym locker room door? I mean, I don't know. Not having kids, maybe I'm missing this, that it's an epidemic amongst young people. So I'm very curious. In a second, I want you to call us at 345-1140 and tell me what you think. Not only of the crisis, the national health crisis that sounds like the president's buying into about vaping, but even if you think it's a crisis, do you think that it's the place of the president of the United States? Forget that it's Donald Trump. I know a lot of people love Donald Trump, and I intend to vote for Donald Trump. But do you think that this is the role of the president to ban a product, to use what I think is kind of a stretch of authority to ban a product that's out there on the market? The Congress isn't weighing in on this. It's not like he's pushing for legislation. This is going to be a ban that apparently comes from, as he described it yesterday, that Melania, her son, it was weird. He said her son, Barron, or... Yeah, let's play it. It was kind of weird, wasn't it? It was a little odd.
I have two pieces of audio.
Okay.
Let's play the first one.
It's a new problem. It's a problem that nobody really thought about too much a few years ago, and it's called vaping, especially vaping as it pertains to innocent children. And they're coming home, and they're saying, "Mom, I want to vape." And the parents don't know too much about it, and nobody knows too much about it. But they do know it's causing a lot of problems. And we're going to have to do something about it. One of the words and one of the reasons we're meeting today is to let you know that it's out there. And we want to have parents understand that we're studying it very carefully. It's, again, very new and potentially very bad. There have been deaths and there have been a lot of other problems. People think it's an easy solution to cigarettes, but it's turned out that it has its own difficulties.
All right, here's the other one.
This is the one that people thought was...
It's a new problem. Vaping has become a very big business, as I understand it, like a giant business in a very short period of time. But we can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected. And I'm hearing it, and that's how the First Lady got involved. And she's... got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it.
Okay, look, I think Donald Trump is unfairly treated a lot. And, he's under a heck of a lot of pressure. And he's older. But that was weird to say Melania's got a son together. That's it's not a big deal, but that's weird, I think. I think that's odd. So apparently this stuff is labeled, the vape... products are labeled like grape slushy, strawberry cotton candy. That's in the Times Dispatch on the front page today. And I admit, I don't vape. And I, you know what? The thing to tell your kids, I think, is anything other than air, hopefully clean air, is not healthy for you. If you're huffing something in the bathroom, or you're standing out pumping gas and breathing in the fumes, or you're vaping or smoking, it's not good for your lungs. Probably not anything out there that's good for you. But is this enough to trigger the president to ban it? Who do we have first, you said? Lance is on. All right, Lance, you're next. News Radio WRVA. What do you think?
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I've been vaping for, 8-9 years.
Oh, wow.
Since I quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had any ill effects. But I think a few of the main points are, first, where's the data of this epidemic of children vaping? Like, I think it's pretty easy to just say that without backing it up, you know, because there's a lot of interest out there to quell the rise of vaping.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, these kids that have been getting sick, since it's a sudden new thing, and even one of the doctors on some of the other segments was saying, obviously something has changed. The thing that's changed is a lot of these kids, especially the ones that are getting sick, are vaping these black market, like dabs,
exactly.
THC cartridges.
Yeah.
And they're not, it has nothing to do with e-cigarettes or e-liquids. And Trump needs to get this information. I don't think he's getting the right information. I think he's, for some reason, jumping on this hysteria bandwagon. Mm-hmm. It's not a conservative thing to do, most importantly. And I think he needs to get better information.
And if he's got information, be very precise in the way he presents it to the public. I don't disagree with you. And I think your point about the off-brand or off-market stuff may be what's sending people to the hospital. I mean, you know, you buy a cigarette that's produced by Philip Morris, and there's a health risk to it. Although I've known people who've smoked cigarettes their whole lives who, you know, they still ticking along. I'm sure it's not been great for their health. But then you go buy something that's rolled down in, I mean, you should have seen it. They smoke anything that they can put in their mouth and burn in some parts of South America. I was shocked by it. And that's a completely different issue than buying a hygienically produced product from Philip Morris here in Richmond. And you know what? I think that's part of the reason that they're going after it. Philip Morris bought, what, a 35% stake in Juul late last year? And that's a huge part of keeping them afloat. And there's so many people in this country. Now, I like Philip Morris because I'm from Richmond, and Richmond was built by Philip Morris and tobacco. So I'm biased towards them, even with the health issues. But I think there's some people who just want to put Philip Morris out of business, and this is one of the ways they're doing it. Benny, you're next on News Radio WRVA. What's your take?
Yes, sir.
Hi. What do you think?
Well. My question is where they're going with taking the flavors away from vaping. Said vaping turns out to be okay, but they don't want the kids to get a hold to it, so they want to change all these different flavors in it. What are we going to do with the deaths in alcohol and all the problem alcohols have caused and kids wanting to drink alcohol? Are we going to change all the flavors in alcohol, too?
Yeah, that's interesting because you're right. You can buy all different types of flavored vodka now. Is it a marketing thing? Are we that worried that having strawberry cotton candy and grape slushy vape is enough to make these kids jump in and buy this stuff? I mean, you got as Rush points out almost every day, you've got adults going to animated feature films these days instead of kids. So, you know, this legitimately could be marketed just towards adults. I appreciate it. Benny, who's next? Jerry? Jerry, you're next, WRVA. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Good. Yeah, it's like what Lance was saying earlier. I have a personal experience with this. I've been vaping for probably about 3 years, and I've never had a problem with, like, the nicotine-based stuff. And then I started vaping some of the cannabis oil and going up to D.C. And, but granted, with that stuff, all the stuff that I got from, like, dispensaries that were sealed, never had a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
I switched recently. I was getting some cheaper black market stuff, and within 2 weeks, I went to the emergency room. I woke up one morning. I could barely breathe. It was really hard for me to breathe. I felt weak all day, and I didn't think nothing of it. I was like, let's give it a day. The next day, I felt the same way. I was throwing up. I had diarrhea, like the same symptoms that these other kids have been having, you know, in like the Midwest and stuff like that. And I went to the doctor, and I didn't think to say anything about, like, the, you know, about the
you didn't put two
whatnot.
And two together.
I didn't at first, and I told him, you know, my symptoms and stuff, and, you know, he checked me with this stethoscope in my back, and he was like, man, you're wheezing. Let's, you know, get a chest x-ray. And, you know, I had, like, a little spot on my right lung and gave me a breathing treatment and all that good stuff, and I stopped vaping completely, like the the THC stuff and the nicotine, you know, just as a precaution, but I've been good ever since. But I just, you know, I think...
Where'd you find the black market stuff?
That was actually here in Richmond, and it just was saving me a trip, and, you know, I just disregarded the fact, you know, that the stuff was unsealed, you know, it looked good to me, it was packaged, you know, fine, but, you know, you can go on Amazon and find the empty cartridges and the empty boxes, and people are just buying them by the hundred and filling it up with whatever the heck they want to.
Wow.
So
now you're clear. You went to the hospital, but now you're feeling better.
Oh, I'm fine. I think if I continued to use it and just didn't get it unchecked, I think I probably would have been a whole lot worse.
You see, now that's interesting because that may be what the president should be focusing on. I'm just hypothesizing here. He should be focusing on law enforcement of shady products and people who are putting garbage out, instead of the companies that are legitimate. Maybe
it's like all that seems like all the stuff from the, like I said, like the dispensaries, the stuff that's, you know, sealed up, you know, it's a whole lot better quality. And I want to say some of these news outlets were saying they were finding this liquid vitamin E product. They said that could be the culprit, but they're not sure. You know, they're just cutting it, I guess, to make the product stretch, to weaken it.
See, that's you know, again, like why I think they're trying to go. I think they're trying to go after Philip Morris. I really think that may be one of the things here. I hope not too. Hey, I appreciate you calling and sharing that story, a very personal story.
Sir.
And we'll pick up some more calls in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA about vaping. Do you have any experience with it? And philosophically, from a policy standpoint, a legal standpoint, do you think that it's appropriate for any president, not just Donald Trump, but any president in the future, to just ban stuff based on, you know, relatively limited data, I think. Mark, you are next on News Radio WRVA. First of all, are you a vapor?
I am a vapor. I've been vaping for a couple years now. Help me kick the cigarette habit. But
did you want to kick the cigarette habit and then kick the vaping habit too, or was this a full replacement and that was okay?
It was just a replacement for now, but I was eventually going to kick it. But, I mean, I'm still vaping currently, but I want to get back to the president's thing.
Oh, okay.
One president once said, prohibition goes beyond the bounds of reason in its attempts to control a man's appetite through legislation.
Who said that?
And that was Abraham Lincoln.
Hmm.
And I don't believe they should be banned. I believe there should be some more studies on this. And it reminds me of that spice epidemic that came back around. The stuff that we are getting sick from is the bootleg stuff coming from China and overseas. It's not regulated. So, and like I said, I don't believe in prohibition. If something is illegal, then we should make it illegal. But I believe President Trump is overstepping his bounds on this one.
So were you a Trump supporter? Are you still a Trump supporter? Does this upset you?
Actually, I was not a Trump supporter when his campaign started, but I have come around. I've watched what he's done. I've seen how the Democrats have lost their minds, and I am now a staunch Republican. So I think that he's a great president. He's done some really great things, but I think he's overstepping his bounds this time.
All right, but this won't make you vote against him. If we had the election today, regardless of who the Democrat.
No, absolutely not. Even if he does ban it, I mean, every president's due hiccup every now and again. But no, he's got my vote in 2020 for sure.
Interesting, Mark. You know, I'm wondering whether this is policy and politics. You know, I think it's bad policy, but maybe it's good politics. Maybe a lot of these women in the suburbs who supposedly are so turned off with him will think, oh, you're trying to protect my children, so now I like you again. I don't know. Joey is next. News Radio WRVA. Hi, Joey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Love your program, John.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm listening to you every morning. But anyhow, the gentleman previous to your last caller was talking about going to getting sick from vaping.
Right.
When anyhow, I was in the backyard of my buddy throwing the football after work, and I didn't have any cigarettes, and my buddy had a vapor, a cigarette, nicotine.
Right.
And I hit it three times. Okay, the following morning, I started cramping up really bad. Don't know why, what the deal was.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured I'd drink my Gatorade and be cool and get off to work. All right, so it got worse. Started throwing up, started diarrhea.
Oh, no.
4 days went on, passed. And so I went to work on, it was 2 days ago, and my hands, my face, I couldn't speak. I couldn't use my muscles. And then so I had to call 911. My boss made me call 911.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyhow, the ambulance came, the fire truck came with the ladder, and then the rescue truck came. So when I'm thinking over one little, three little hits of vapor, you got to use all these first responders. And I had 2 feet in the grave and 1 hand in the grave.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm 5 days bed rest.
Oh, yeah, man. That's awful. And, but what do you think it was? Was this a legitimate vape product, or was this another one of these maybe black market?
I think it was legitimate.
You think it was legit?
Yeah, I don't think my buddy would have gave me some phony stuff.
And if he knew,
it was just nicotine.
Okay, well, you know Joey? I appreciate you sharing the story with me, and this is really interesting to me because here we've been talking about it for, 15 minutes on the radio, and suddenly we've got two people who've called about getting sick. So maybe I'm exposing my own ignorance here, and maybe Donald Trump is on to something. If two people in Richmond are calling saying that this has made them sick and they're randomly listening to WRVA this morning. Joey, I'm glad you're okay. Hey, real quick, let's go to Janet, get a lady's perspective on this. Janet, you're on WRVA.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to address your concern about the president acting independent of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite accurate. The Tobacco Control Act that was passed by Congress in 2009 gave the FDA the authority to regulate e-cigarettes, including flavors for cigarettes and e-cigarettes and other tobacco products.
So I get what you're saying. They've been given the authority by Congress, but it's and that is a very legitimate point, and I appreciate you sharing it. It concerns me, though, that that it would be a regulation that would come up, and in 30 days the product would be pulled off the shelf. But I hear exactly what you're saying. If you give somebody the authority, just like with the immigration stuff, you give the president the authority, don't be surprised, and don't get angry when they use the authority. That's a very legitimate point, Janet. I appreciate you sharing that with me. And who's last? Who do we have? Casey. All right, Casey, you're next on WRVA.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's actually Kenzie, but close enough.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
No worries. I've been involved with the industry since about, 2007, and out of it, working for companies. Did a very good job self-regulating, and long before there was a law, because there is a law stating that minors cannot purchase these products.
Right.
Long before that, companies were trying to prevent minors doing a credit card age verification and whatnot. It's been long-standing. It's every company I've worked with for, I've worked with juice companies and companies that build the products. Everyone's tried to keep kids away from it, and adults actually enjoy the flavors. That's actually how I stopped smoking back in 2008, was finding a flavor that worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
So banning flavors is going to help, and it's just like a previous caller had stated, alcohol has flavors, and it kills thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people every year. Same with cars. I mean, you're going to have people being idiots and not paying attention to the way that they're supposed to handle something, and it's going to cause problems. Using illicit products, I mean, that's a problem. I make my own juice, and I don't have any issue with it, but there are people that are allergic to specific ingredients, and that you're going to have that with food. So, I mean, I really think the president overstepped, but then again, the FDA does have the authority to regulate, as Janet had said.
But, boy, they're taking quick action here. I mean, if this goes through, in 30 days, all these products are pulled. So that seems like crazy fast to me. Instead of, a slow pace over 6 months with lots of hearings and the like. Kenzie, I got to go. I really appreciate your insight on that. And thank you to everybody for those phone calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.